Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayens, Human Sciences Program Specialist, Family Life, for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Vegetable gardening with kids can provide a variety of positive benefits. Regardless of the time of year, it's always a good time to start gardening with children. Engaging children in gardening can be advantageous to improving their nutrition and health, their physical activity, their environmental stewardship, a sense of accomplishment, and relationship building with adults. How can you begin gardening and growing with children? Books are a great place to start the dialogue. Check out your public library and get started. A book on vegetables can get you talking about your child's favorites. Begin the discussion with descriptions on the colors, feel, and taste of the veggies. Visit a farmer's market or grocery store and talk about new or unusual vegetables that they might not have ever tried, but ones they might like learning to grow. These learning opportunities could be expanded, and parents and children can explore the nutrition and growing facts of different vegetables. Then, make a list of their favorites and begin think about growing a garden. Gardening with a child can reap many rewards. Children who have the opportunity to plan, plant, and harvest are actually more likely to eat vegetables and to continue eating vegetables throughout their lifetime. Gardening can also help children apply concepts they learn in school. Writing and journaling are important garden skills, and math and measurements are important in designing your garden. Youth can become engaged in learning more through gardening literature, both nonfiction, poetry, and increasing their literacy skills through writing and recording their observations. The opportunity to experience nature and learn about plant science and horticulture shouldn't be downplayed. Physical activity is also enjoyed in an enhanced, enjoyable way. Family relationships can also be enriched with gardening. Many adults have had positive memories of gardening with caring family members. Maybe it was because it was a fun and stress-free activity. It can also be a great place to unplug from technology and turn on the communication. When parents participate alongside their children, bonding and attachment are the results, which in turn lead to a happier, healthier childhood. Research has shown that children who are involved in gardening increase their consumption of fruits and vegetables. Linda Rankin, PhD at Idaho State University, studied adolescents involved in school gardening activities, and both fruit and vegetable consumption, as well as vitamin A, vitamin C, and fiber, was increased with gardening activity. Gardening can open up a whole world of conversations to have with children. Physical activity, nutrition, trying new foods, cooking, nature, and caring for our earth and bugs are just a few. Connect with your county extension office for more information on children and gardens, and explore what your public library has to offer. And more importantly, join us this month on The Science of Parenting as we dig deeper into the ideas on how to garden with children. We'll explore resources available through the Cooperative Extension System that can help you garden with your family and help you prepare vegetables to grow. And as always, we look forward to hearing from you and how you've benefited from a growing gardening experience.